God chose that nation, it is very natural and easy for him to throw someone back in who has been cut out by unbelief. Or at least, you know, they're in a, let's say they're a twig in a branch that was cut off, meaning they're like a, you know, someone who's born into a family who was in an unbelief, but they themselves never really, you know, whatever. Even some, look at Paul was persecuting the church before he became a Christian. He abode not still in unbelief. And grafted back in, and boy, he fit in easy. If you were cut out of the olive tree, which, you know, we're, you know, Gentiles are like from out of left field. They're not part of the, you know, the, especially in the, now, honestly, when I look at us today, it's almost become like, we're like hundreds of generations down the line. It's almost, it's part of our civilization even. I sometimes look at those, the people around me who abide in unbelief in these denominations and stuff. I'm like, you know, to them pertain the promises. It's like their heritage, just like it was the heritage of the Jews. We're far and away from the time of Paul. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits. The blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Excuse me. So all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. That's that's from Isaiah 59, but also there's kind of a reference there to chapter 27, verse 9. But you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, that means," what it means is, a day is coming when the fullness of the Gentiles are come in. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down the Gentiles, so the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. When the fullness of the Gentiles come in, and the deliverer appeareth in Zion, when Christ returns, he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, and all Israel will turn to him at that time. The whole nation is going to be saved in one day. He that is left in Zion, and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy, as it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah. It is my covenant, I will take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. Well, especially back then, and not so much now. I mean, I don't, you know, but back then they were really hot on their trail. I mean, Paul was persecuted by Jews in the city. When he would come into the city, man, the synagogue, it depends, you know, I mean, I don't want to characterize, there was differences, it was a different time, you know, people had different opinions, this new thing, it was like heresy to them, and to others, it was like they accepted it. Many of the people, Paul, who were, you know, Paul's disciples, they were Jews, you know, they were, not only, Paul was the apostle of the Gentiles, but it doesn't mean he just completely abandoned the Jews, and the names of some of the people he talks in the end of the book of Romans, there's Jewish names in there, or names commonly taken by Jews, you know, like Greek names that they would use, and you know, just like we have, you know, certain names, though they're kind of Germanic in origin, are commonly associated with Jews because they were German Jews who took those names, you know, or in whatever country they happen to be living, they would take particular names, you know, Goldblatt, Goldstein, or whatever, you know, it's like there's certain ethnic, yet they would be characteristically Jewish. Well, that same thing happened in the times of the apostles. Jews living in Greek cities would often take characteristically names that would, you would kind of be like, oh, you know, yeah, That's, is that Jewish? Yeah, yeah, that's Jewish, you know. Even though it was Greek. And I'll cover that when we get to chapter 16. Just point out some of those facts. So all this, when a Messiah appears, because he is ultimately, Christ was supposed to come and save Israel, and he's still going to fulfill that role. He's going to come as the warrior king on the white stallion, and with his clothes dipped in blood, and he will save Israel from the hand of their enemies. As concerning the gospel, though they were enemies, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. Because God made a lot of promises to that nation. And he's supposed to turn away ungodliness. The new covenant is supposed to be for them. And a remnant of them received it. But it's still kind of waiting to be fulfilled. That's why the Jews are still looking for Messiah, because this was not what they expected. And there's a certain degree to which they need to expect more. Because God has promised more. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. I mean, that what God called Israel to is not negotiable. It is not going to be taken back. It is irrevocable. Verse 30. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all, meaning on the Jews and the Gentiles. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed to him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him whom be glory forever. Amen. God, the mercy which God shows to those who did not believe it sometime. Now he shows the mercy, and you've obtained mercy through God, them not believing, that it provoked Paul to go preach to the Gentiles. Well, because the Spirit of God led him to do it. The Spirit of God led Peter to go eat at the house of a Gentile. And now through those who have believed, now through our mercy, the mercy given to us, they also might obtain mercy.